Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, our brothers and sisters. We're experiencing a little technical difficulty this morning, but I'm going to move forward, and hopefully everything is broadcasting fine. This is Minister Joelle Pearson, broadcasting from Bristol, New Jersey, and my message today is no mystery to divine order. Before I start, I'd like to ask you to take a moment to take a deep breath and center, and as you exhale, open yourself to receive. Consideration. When a child is born healthy, it's easy to say the birth was in divine order. But when a child is born with a heart defect, divine order is not so easy to understand or see it as obvious. Is there divine order in this circumstance? The universe of the divine is orderly. Yes, there are happenings we do not understand, but the signs of order are everywhere. The movement of heavenly bodies and the growth of living things declare the working of divine order. Even our thoughts are consistent in the way they manifest themselves as our life experiences. Love produces love. Thoughts of lack produce more lack and limitation. Only the divine could conceive such a blueprint for the unfoldment of our souls and the construction of the cosmos. And in all, you are part and parcel of the divine in all that you are. Your very God, Goddess nature says so. Cause and effect are always at work, but the question is, what consciousness will you give birth to your experiences, your actions, and ultimately your life? Will your thoughts, attitudes, and beliefs originate in the divine and truth, or will your consciousness be formed out of appearances, the opinions of others, and the wisdom of the world? Only the divine within you can make the order that is truly divine. In truth, divine order is not about the way things are. It's about how they began. The divine is the beginning of divine order. A typical human being thinks divine order is an effect. Something has happened. When you lift your thinking to a spiritual level, you discover that divine order is a cause, a consciousness of spirit which assists the divine plan and will become manifest in your life and on the earth. For years, we've asked if certain events are in divine order. Is it divine order that we work in a specific position in the company of our choice? Then what about the person who interviewed for the same position? Is divine order present if we marry a certain person? What about the other person who loves this individual too? It's understandable that we ask these questions and entertain the belief that divine order refers to the things which happen to us. This perspective is part of your journey and a rite of passage into the kingdom of the divine. However, when you view this from a spiritual perspective, the questions change. We do not ask whether an event is in divine order. We begin to ask if we are in divine order. When divine order is established, you have entered the realm of causes. No longer are you preoccupied with circumstances and happenings. You are true to Yeshua's direction to seek the kingdom, which is seeking your higher self, your inner God, Goddess self, and viewing your world from that perspective. As you declare divine order, you turn Godward, Goddessward, and take note becomes for the spirit, for the divine. In this moment, the most important issue is, will you awaken to the presence of the divine? Unless you experience the divine presence, the order that is divine cannot come into being. So to experience divine order, you remove your attention from the world and give it to the divine. By living from a consciousness of divine order, and I metaphysically paraphrase Paul in Romans 8, what you do is you join Paul in knowing that all things work together for good for those who are aligned with the divine in all that you are. The moment you open yourself to divine order, pain and suffering may still be present, But now you remember that the presence of the divine is within you, in the midst of you, and in the midst of your difficulty. With the gifts of your attention given to the divine, you have begun anew. Peace and harmony arising in your soul. It's important to realize that things do not simply work together for good. Paul's promise is conditional. From a metaphysical perspective, loving God is loving yourself in all your divine glory while embracing the God Goddess within you. Loving that is crucial. It is not because the divine needs your love, but because love is your nature, and because through love you experience your oneness with the divine presence. There is no divine order unless there is conscious oneness with the one which is the divine, which is the God Goddess within you. When you love all that you are and experience the presence of the divine, that spirit can act in and through you as you. Yeshua lived in divine order, and his life was a doorway through which the Creator's love could be poured upon humankind. Yes, poured upon you. By being consciously one with the divine, a door is formed and spirit's work can be done. Being one with the divine is acknowledging and allowing life to all that you are in your God, God itself. You are blessed and you are a blessing. In all that you are is giving and receiving simultaneously. Anything other than that is out of balance. When divine order is the life you live, you know that the divine will is good, that the universe is friendly, and that you and others are innately good. You may be in the midst of a divorce, or you may have just received a dire diagnosis, but know that spiritual laws support you, and that the direction of all of life is an ascending spiral. This helps you cease your efforts to establish harmony and wholeness. Divine order asks you to rest and wait for divine direction. As you wait, you realize it is not you who does the work. It's you and all you're created to be that works in unison and alignment with the divine and divine orchestrating force. The force does not take over and control. It works on your behalf because you have joined with it and given it permission to work on your behalf. When you live from a consciousness of the divine, embracing that very essence within you, the earth and its experiences teach you the truth of being and the meaning of life. Your burdens become bridges to new understanding and new life. Truly so. There's a story about an ant that was carrying a piece of straw and came to a crack in the earth. The ant tried to go around it, but the crack was so long that it wasn't able to go around it. So what it did was it suddenly took the straw, placed it across the crack in the earth, and scurried to the other side. Then it picked up its piece of straw and continued on its way. Its burden became a bridge. You too, my sisters and brothers, can learn from the challenges of life. Circumstances do not have to be in a certain way in order for you to be able to cope with them. They can be whatever they are because you are one with the divine. Answers will come, my sisters and brothers. Healings will spring up. Needs will be met. But know that none of these is the purpose of your life. First, order is established in you, and then you view the world differently. Even a life-threatening to value life and its treasures more fully and cause you to see friendships that you once took for granted as diamonds of great price. Declaring divine order is more than speaking two words. It's relinquishing control, which is not an easy thing to do because the ego needs to control. The little you needs to control. It's realizing that you cannot be your own efforts of your little you establish divine order. When you live your life dedicated to the order that is divine, you let go and trust. Just speak less and listen more. listening to the inner voice of your God, Goddess, that leads you to act boldly, deferring your actions until you sense the hand of the divine upon you. You admit that you don't know the way you should go, but the divine within you knows. Get still and quiet so you can hear its voice. In perfect timing, you will be guided to take the next step. It is like witnessing a beautiful sunset. And if you have not, and I'm just going to say this, if you haven't taken time to observe a magical sunset cascade over the earth, take the time to do that because it'll help you get things back in perspective. So now I go on to make the point. You can be perched on a high mountain facing west, but if the time is high noon, you will not see the sky fired with the divine presence of a sunset. It's not enough to be in the right place and facing west. Timing must be divine too. Going with the flow and the guidance from within your God Goddess puts you in sync with the divine timing, and all will work together for your good. When you are in divine order, the divine within you is in charge. The master architect is now building according to the divine plan instead of your trying to build your life according to a plan that you can see from the limitations of your egoic mind. You may think you want to be in command, but the truth is that you want no longer to be tossed to and fro by life circumstances. And if you are feeling that, then shout no more. Determine to shift and make a different choice. I know often like, you know, on the sea in a storm and you're just being battered by the winds and the waves, divine order does not make the storms go away. My sisters and brothers, it anchors you in the divine in all that you are and enables you to be at peace even when the winds blow and the waves bear down upon you. Know that you have within yourself, in your highest, the divine force to carry you forward, onward, and upward to the ideal you hold in your heart for your life. All is in divine order. Trust it and know that it is established in you. I would like to close in prayer, so I'm asking that you once again just take a deep breath, center, and as you exhale, open to receive. Found oneness and honoring of the divine. I pray that you embrace the magnificence of all that you are created to be. I pray that you choose to express that magnificent light of the God Goddess within you, unconditional loving oneness, letting your light shine, bringing love, healing, and change to the world. You are blessed with the divine power to do so. I pray that you honor yourself and take time to decompress and acknowledge the divine within you, knowing that all is well. All is working in your favor. And more powerfully, that all things are working together for your good. I pray you keep standing tall and strong, listening to your inner God Goddess for direction while you embrace the divine order that is active in your life, setting the record straight. Fine. In all that you speak, in all that you do, in all that you think, I pray you allow the God Goddess within to guide you. I pray that you see the divine within yourself to be a guiding force for your sisters and brothers through your life experiences. I pray that you take a moment and not hesitate to be a divine blessing to someone who is in need of being seen, heard, and acknowledged. For in that, there is an exchange of blessings. You have a ministry within you to touch souls, the souls that cross your path. I pray that in responding to this, you acknowledge the value that you're adding to this world. As an energy practitioner, feeling you and connecting with you, I send you the universal energy of divinely directed, unconditional love, peace, and strength to walk your walk and talk your talk. May the love and light of the divine enfold you, and I thank you greatly for divinely being my brothers and sisters.